My name is Andrew Parker. I live at 2092 Chapelside Court, Waldorf, Maryland, 20602. And my contact number is 301-520-1675. This is regarding the amendment to Chapter 51 of the Code of Charles County, firearms, or to be named firearms and other weapons, taking place on the 11th of January. On Tuesday, the 5th of July, Governor Hogan ordered the Maryland State Police to halt the good and substantial reason caveat for firearm wear and carry applications. Since that time, thousands of Maryland law-abiding citizens have attended 16 hours of firearm safety training, being fingerprinted, photographed, and passed an extensive Maryland State Police and FBI background check in order to acquire their Maryland wear and carry permit. Why have they done all this and paid hundreds of dollars just to be able to legally carry a firearm? It is because our courts are failing us and allowing hardened criminals back on the streets following arrests for possession and use of illegal firearms in acts of criminality. Simply put, Marylanders are scared. We are not safe in our communities, and with most criminal acts carried out with the use of an illegal firearm, the ability to carry a legal firearm gives a little comfort as we go about our daily routines. Your proposed legislation to amend Chapter 51 of the Code of Charles County will lead to law-abiding citizens of Maryland being unknowingly subject to arrest and prosecution. Chapter 51 of the Code certainly does need amending, as currently it pertains to air guns only. It should be amended to include regulated firearms, and stipulations for the legal wear and carry of firearms should be added and appropriate restrictions removed. Common sense changes, essentially. However, the addition of the prohibition of carrying a firearm within 100 yards of a building owned or operated by Charles County Government or the Board of Charles County Commissioners will lead to law-abiding wear and carry permit holders being subject to arrest and prosecution for simply walking, driving, or even riding a bus, bicycle, or motorcycle whilst within 100 yards of such a building. An example of this is if I drive to La Plata while legally carrying my firearm and find myself driving down Charles Street, as soon as I get to within 100 yards of the Charles County Circuit Courthouse, I am breaking the law as you propose it. Now, Charles County covers over 640 square miles. I or other wear and carry permit owners cannot possibly know every single building owned or operated by Charles County Government or the As a result, your proposed amendment makes it impossible for me to continue to be a law-abiding citizen.